RNZ Pacific News, Maloni, I'm Selmanu Tevam Safai. New Caledonia has gone through another day of tensions ahead of a vote on a constitutional amendment. This amendment, being debated in Paris, would allow more people the right to vote in local elections. Our French Pacific correspondent Patrick de Cloutre has more.
During most of Monday, there were demonstrations, marches and clashes with security forces in New Caledonia. At Numeo's central prison, the Camp Est, three staff were briefly taken hostage by inmates as part of a botched mutiny before being released. Schools told their students to go home, and they say they'll remain closed for the next few days. Marches were organized by a pro-independence field action coordination committee, close to one of the main parties within the pro-independence movement, the Union Caledonienne. French High Commissioner Louis Lefranc told Nouvelle Calédonie, La Première, he has called for reinforcements from Paris to maintain law and order.
Samoa's Ministry of Health has announced 65 cases of dengue-like illness in its latest reporting period. This is from April 29 to May 5th. Patients with dengue-like illnesses have not yet had laboratory confirmation of the dengue infection. The ministry says the dengue-like illness count remains high and urges the public to heed advice on prevention. University of the South Pacific staff in Fiji are hopeful there will be a resolution soon to stalled negotiations. In March, USP staff were given the mandate to strike over pay issues following members of unions representing staff voting in favour. Association of USP Staff General Secretary Rosalia Fatiake says there have been since five meetings between the unions and management, but there is still a disagreement over $1.3 million Fijian dollars. Ms. Fatiake says another meeting is scheduled for Thursday.
We're hopeful that they want to resolve this matter, and hopefully when we come to the table on Thursday that there'll be some resolution to that deadlock amount.
Ms. Fatiake says the unions were originally asking for 15 million Fiji dollars, which has now been dropped to 7.6 million. The 145th anniversary of Gurdmit Day is being celebrated across Fiji and New Zealand this week. It marks the arrival of Gurdmit indentured labourers from India to Fiji under British colonial rule on May 14, 1879. More than 60,000 people from India were brought to Fiji to work in the sugarcane plantations, enduring extreme hardship. While some returned, many chose to stay and call Fiji their home, working and contributing to the Fiji economy and its overall growth. Fiji Gurdmit Foundation New Zealand President Christian Naidu says it's important to honour and learn about the Gurdmitese.
Light a candle, take a moment to pause and reflect, to thank them, and also share stories about your old parents and grandparents and great-grandparents to your kids, and make them understand that this is part of our life, part of our history, and we must remember them, we ought to remember them.
Niue's first female MP, Olav Jacobson, has concerns constitutional changes that have passed their second reading in Parliament could loosen ties with Aotearoa. The proposals under the amendment bills include increasing the number of members of cabinet from 4 to 6 and expanding the term of the assembly from 3 to 4 years. Another plan change is the role of premier to prime minister. She does not think it's a deliberate steer away from New Zealand, but it could be perceived as that.
It's just a cautious way of trying to sound out how we could be a little bit more engaging with other countries while being with New Zealand. And that's why I maintain that we're in a very good position. We shouldn't spoil it.
In a statement, Premier Dalton Tangilangi says the proposed changes signify Niue's increasing focus on self-governance and the island's own Pacific identity. Niue is not an independent country, rather self-governing and free association with Aotearoa. New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister has discussed health infrastructure and global issues with his counterparts in Papua New Guinea. Papua New Guinea is the second stop in a 5-destination tour of the Pacific this week, which will also include Vanuatu, New Caledonia and Tuvalu. In a statement, Mr. Peters says Papua New Guinea carries serious weight in the Pacific and the New Zealand deeply values their relationship. He says it is crucial given current geostrategic challenges. The two countries work more closely together. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, two people have died and a third was seriously injured in a house fire in Auckland yesterday morning. The father of the sole survivor of the fatal house fire broke down in tears as he spoke to reporters outside the house in Hill Park. Panatawa Rangi Atawa says he's devastated for the families of his son's two friends who died in the fire.
I don't know what to say to the families. Just waiting for other family to arrive. Just don't know what to say. We still don't know what's actually happened.
Panatawa Rangitawa says his son suffered severe burns and was undergoing surgery. Australian authorities intercepted another group of suspected asylum seekers off Western Australia. As the ABC's Andrew Green reports, more than 40 people have been detained in the past week alone.
The ABC has confirmed the group believed to be from Vietnam was intercepted at sea last week by Border Force off Broome in WA's northwest. A spokesperson for Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has declined to comment in line with long-standing government policy. On Friday, the ABC revealed another group of 33 suspected asylum seekers was discovered on Christmas Island after their boat was damaged in bad weather. Earlier in the week, five men from Africa were also intercepted trying to reach Australia via the Torres Strait.
In world news, survivors of devastating flash floods in northern Afghanistan are still searching for the missing days after torrents of water ripped through villages. People in Baglan province says they need more assistance. The Taliban authorities and aid agencies have ramped up efforts to deliver essential supplies, but reaching remote areas remains a challenge. More than 300 people died in Friday's floods. In sport, Moana Pasifika head coach Fa'alongotana Umanga says his team needs to nail the details, especially when playing quality sides. The side have had a tough run in the past 3 weeks with the Super Rugby Pacific competition, losing to the Fijian Ndrua, Highlanders and Chiefs. Fa'alongo says that they are always learning.
It's the detail, you know, it's completing our play. We seem to get into good areas and we make errors. It puts us under pressure and then we're on the back foot. And you know, we're defeated for long phases. That's why we're really proud. You know, our guys didn't give up, but it's tough. You know, when you have to defend for so long as we did. And against a quality side like the Chiefs, you can't give them all those opportunities.
Moana Pasifika face the Hurricanes in their next game this week. Athletics Fiji have named a strong squad to compete at the 2024 Oceania Athletics Championships next month. The squad list released on Monday includes athletes who will compete in the under-16, under-18, under-20 and senior categories. A highlight of the selection is the inclusion of secondary and high school student athletes who competed at the annual Fiji Secondary Schools Games 2 weeks ago. Athletes from Australia and New Zealand will also compete. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, visit rnz.co.nz/Pacific.